producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer, the weekly radio program for the small independent farm owners and those interested in how your food gets from the farm to your table. Here's your host, lifelong family farmer, Doug Steffen.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. This program is on the air for an hour every week, aimed at helping family farmers, hobby farmers, the people who have businesses, family businesses that are focused on agriculture. Each week we have several different things to focus on that, because of my background as a family farmer, hopefully have a little more impetus. I have a little more skin in the game, if you will, when it comes to dealing with a lot of the problems that we all have to deal with. It's very frustrating, and it's to the point of making a lot of farmers angry, or they just quit. Such is the case with the EPA and some of the new water regs. To discuss this, I've invited Jackie Fatka, who is the policy editor at Feedstuffs, actually for Farm Futures. She tells the story of ongoing agricultural policy changes. Her byline can also be found on Management Profiles. She grew up on a farm near Atlantic, Iowa. And now, are you in central Iowa? Where do you live, Jackie?
I'm actually in central Ohio. So my husband had a job transfer, so I don't have farmland too far from me, but it is always nice to get back to the farm in Iowa as well.
I went to school in Tiffin, Ohio, which is a good farming community. And as a matter of fact, I've been around cows all my life, but I felt working on farms there while I was going to school wouldn't be broadening, but there was a bull farm there.
Always a lot of cow-calf operations. That's actually when I fell in love with farming. I was, fourth or fifth grade, and I felt like I earned my stripes when my dad finally bought me real boots that fit me, because when I would go out and check for baby calves, I kept my boots kept getting stuck in the mud because they were too big. So when I finally earned my stripes, I feel like it was when I got boots that actually fit me.
And I identify with that, and a lot of people listening can identify with that as well. So tell us about Farm Futures. What is Farm Futures?
Well, I write for two different publications. Farm Futures Magazine is a monthly publication, and we write to farmers all over the country. We kind of call it the Forbes magazine for agriculture, more business-minded approach and kind of looking at things from a farmer's perspective and how to best manage their farming operations. And then I also write for Feedstuffs, which is a weekly newspaper. And Feedstuffs, we target our target audience. A lot of our readers are livestock producers themselves, and we also have a lot of agribusinesses and universities and different folks involved in agriculture who read Feedstuffs.
So a good broad overview from you in two separate publications, Feedstuffs, which is a weekly, and Farm Futures comes out once a month. Is that right?
Right. Yeah, we have a couple bi-monthly ones when folks get busy in the field. We have a May, June, but yeah, we have mostly it's a monthly publication that Farm Futures is, and then I do a weekly policy blog for Farm Futures, kind of updating on different things that are going on in the regulatory and legislative and executive realm, and also on the court sides too.
Well, that's one of the biggest problems, and because this program is aimed at helping people find solutions to problems, what's frustrating is that a lot of them are created out of ignorance. A lot of the policy, well, aren't they? I mean, get right down to brass tacks here. The dealing that you have with most of the federal regulators, I mean, the EPA came up last year with a suggestion to try to eliminate dust from farms. What kind of ignoramus thinks that, and I say that not lovingly, you've got this focus all the time on going after problems that don't exist, finding solutions to problems that aren't there, and that's what makes it so difficult for many of us who are on the farm that run a close operation, that don't have a lot of extra money. You're continually confronted by people who are trying to put you out of business, or at least it sure feels that way. Isn't that the feedback you get from your blog?
You know what? EPA has become quite the dirty word in the countryside, I do believe. And I think a lot of that is because of the overarch and just their continued reach that they're trying to expand on into private land and decisions that are made and trying to control what's being done through expanding their jurisdiction.
So why is it, do you think, or do your readers respond when you write about this, that the government doesn't get the message, as we're supposed to be electing our officials, and many of the people who are in Congress or senators will say, yeah, you're right, we shouldn't have the EPA doing this sort of thing. So why isn't it stopped? If they say that, then why isn't there action? How does the EPA or any of these organizations get as far as they do if they don't have support from the legislative branch? Most farmers, most hobbyists, most people who are in ag businesses don't understand this.
You know, I think a big component of why and how this is going on is because you do have a small group, or I don't know if you want to say small, but you do have environmental activists and different people with different political agendas that if they can get it to go one way, then they will. And if they don't succeed, then they will move to a different way to get it done. You know, really, you know, one of the big issues right now in farm country is EPA's trying to expand their jurisdiction under the Clean Water Act. And actually,
right,
they did try to legislatively do something on this in 2007 and through 2009. There was quite a few legislative efforts to try to make changes to the Clean Water Act, and they failed. And so basically, the administration has now kind of claimed, well, the court said that we need to fix this, we need to provide greater clarity. And so that's their justification of saying we need to have this regulations because some conflicting court cases, including ones that went all the way up to the Supreme Court, said that more needed to be done to define what is the waters of the U.S.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, this is a classic example of the courts and the legislative and the executive branch all kind of getting confused on what's needed and what's really allowed under the Constitution as well.
Well, it's a perfect example of too much government. What they're trying to do, for those of you who haven't caught up with the Clean Water Act proposals, EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers trying to define the scope of waters protected under the various acts. And it's broadened to the point where it would impact farming because if there's a puddle in your yard, they want to regulate it. It's that crazy. Right?
Well, and, you know, a big thing, and, you know, we can, there's a lot of exaggeration. You know, there's some concerns that it's a puddle. The EPA continues to say that a puddle would not be regulated, but how it's written does cause a lot of concern. And a lot of the things is, you know, ditches or waterways or, you know, if you're familiar with farmland and some dry areas where there's ephemeral, where there might be water that runs through during certain times of the year, but how often. You know, there's a lot of dry areas that it might not come at all during the year, but it might maybe one day if you've got a heavy rain. And just such a expansion on what really classifies as a navigable water and how that gets into state versus federal oversight on those waters and local, too. And I think a real big concern of this rule from a lot of stakeholders, and this is not just agriculture, there's a lot of agricultural concerns, but a lot of state and local water districts are really concerned with the federal bodies coming in and telling them how to do things. And
right.
And really not a lot of input was taken from the local and state level on how to make these regulations workable for them and manageable. And doing the goal of actually having clean water while not putting so many restrictions and so many regulations that it's unattainable or so expensive that you're putting people out of business.
We're having a conversation with Jackie Fatka, who is a writer for Feedstuffs and for Farm Futures. We'll continue here on the American Family Farmer in a few moments. I'm Doug Steffen.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What are you doing?
Looking for the best hotel value in America.
That's easy. It's America's Best Value Inn.
Really?
Sure. They have over 1,000 hotels across North America.
Okay, that's good.
They offer free Wi-Fi, continental breakfast, and HBO at most locations.
That's even better.
And when you join their free value club, you get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
You're right. America's Best Value Inn is the best hotel value in America.
Book a room today at ABVI.com.
According to a recent survey, almost 90% of women see flaws when they look in the mirror, and nearly 95% feel inadequate about themselves, some or all of the time. The all-female rock band The Misses is on a mission to change that. The Misses Band founder and drummer, Andra Lamont.
Women feeling bad about themselves has become an epidemic, and that's not okay. We want women to know they are enough all the time, and we want them to accept themselves just as they are.
In honor of Mother's Day, the Misses Band is releasing their newest single called You Told Me. They also have a new version of the Misses Magic Mirror app that allows users to send encouraging messages to loved ones called Enoughies.
It's a great way for women to send and receive reminders like, stay calm, you're a supermom, or customized notes that remind them that they're loved and beautiful. Little messages like this can make a big difference.
To learn more about the Misses and enter their $50,000 You Told Me Mother's Day contest, visit themisses.com. That's themrs.com.
How strong is Allegra D?
If my congestion's out of my way strong, even in the park playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Continuing on now in the American Family Farmer Weekly Program, I'm Doug Steffen with Jackie Fatka, who is a policy editor for Feedstuffs Weekly. She writes for the monthly publication Farm Futures, is focusing on regulatory worries that farmers have, and we have plenty of them. I know as a dairy farmer, cows are drinking water out of various vessels, if you will. I'm wondering if they're going to want to regulate the tubs that the water is in for the cows to drink. It's just crazy stuff. And it gets back around, and I spend a minute talking about what we can do. Is there some way of resisting this? Is there all the farm groups are on this. What do you do, Jackie? How do we spend a minute telling us what we really can do to try to bump the EPA's continuing conquest?
Well, you know, right now it is in the final rule stages of EPA. The EPA has over 1 million comments that they received on this rule, which was first proposed last in March of 2014. So they are finalizing their rule and likely to come out with something yet this summer. So really for farmers, the best thing for them to do is to contact their legislators and let them know, first off, if they're opposed to the rule, and then once the rule comes out and we do finally see if they were able to make any changes, if there's something else that is still a concern.
Jackie Fatka is with us. We continue our focus. Up next is the mandatory country of origin labeling rule here on the American Family Farmer.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Here with me, I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer, a focus every week on the radio into what problems farmers are having, how you can respond to them as a farmer, how do we give you solutions or ideas to work around things like the EPA water regs. Now there's the country of origin labeling rule. It has been a focus of the meat packers or producers. And so I wonder, first of all, I think there are people who want to have country of origin on everything, no matter what it is, but the focus is on meat. The producers say it will increase the costs. A lot of people say that's nonsense. What do you say? What are we getting for feedback on this latest effort to give the consumer what he or she wants, Jackie?
You know, there was actually just a study that was released this week from Kansas State University that actually found that consumers and producers end up paying more without having any benefit from the mandatory country of origin labeling.
Now, who paid for the study?
It was actually commissioned by the USDA.
Really?
As part of the 2014 Farm Bill. During the 2014 Farm Bill, there was a lot of discussion about actually repealing COOL or changing COOL because of some negative, some adverse rulings that have come down from the World Trade Organization. And instead of actually doing anything, they commissioned this study to evaluate and quantify the impact of MCOOL. And what they found was that the beef industry has actually lost out the most, and over 10 years will lose $8 billion. And for the pork industry, it's $1.3 billion.
How are they losing the money? How would
so
that
part
happen?
Part of it is a higher cost, so it costs more to do the labeling, and it costs more to segregate, because the latest rule actually requires that it say born, raised, and slaughtered.
So that costs $8 billion
over
to do
10
that?
Years. It will cost that, and part of that is because it's higher prices for consumers.
Yeah, but does that honestly? I'm going to argue the point, because I have in my neck of the woods, which may not be. It's not the Midwest. I'm on the East Coast. Most of the people who buy my products on my farm, and the people that I hear from, are wild about not having the information about where the food comes from or what how the food is grown, whether it's the vegetables or whether it's the meat, the poultry. And so I'm listening to this from you, and that's why I asked in a sort of cynical way, because this seems to be something that people don't agree on, and that's why I like to find a solution that would work for everybody, because not having labels doesn't work, and maybe having too much, but I don't see what I'm sort of caught on, I don't want to get stuck on it, is how not putting labels on the beef would cost the industry $8 billion a year. That number doesn't make any sense to me.
So part of it is the M-Cool only applies to a total of one-third of all the beef production and only 16% of pork, because anything that's sold in restaurants is not required to bear the label. So the other thing, too, is when you have a, you know, say a plant that's processing beef, if they're processing it, say a cattle producer in Texas bought a feeder calf from Mexico, it has to designate that. And actually, there's some U.S. plants that are saying, we don't want any animals that were not born, sourced, and raised
in
all in the U.S.,
yeah.
Which actually leads them to have a lower, they might get a lower price for that animal, or they might get not be able to market the animal in certain regions.
Mm.
And that's part of it. But then also, you've got to have the poultry industry actually has benefited from it because pork and beef prices are higher, more people are buying the cheaper alternative, which is poultry.
Yeah.
It's a
confusing reality. Nobody seems to have the right twist on it. People on both sides are upset. And so there needs to be more work done it for sure, done on this whole thing. And I'm sure that we can follow as the policies change or are confronted, shall we say.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN. You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS?
house or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here. Welcome back to our conversations about what goes on our American family farms, on hobby farms, what's going on in the world of agriculture, families that are running agricultural businesses, all the subject matter of how we deal with the problems and find solutions for anything and everything that goes on the farm, whether you're in the dairy business, whether you're in the beef business, whether you're in the pork business, whether you're in the produce business, whatever it is, it's a focus of our attention. And if you've got ideas for programs that you want me to research and then go on the air with, certainly send me an email. It's Doug, D-O-U-G, at DougStephan, S-T-E-P-H-A-N, .com. Joining us now is Celeste Longacre, who is an astrologer. She's also a farmer. She has a new book called Celeste Garden Delights, which you can check out at her website, CelesteLongacre.com. She's from Nashua, New Hampshire, does a radio program up there, has been around the country speaking for a long time. You have been the astrologer for the Farmer's Almanac as well, is that right?
Yes, I've done that for about 20 years.
Yeah, how does that work? How do you have listed in the magazine, matter of fact, I had a Farmer's Almanac handy by, I should be reaching for it, the best days to plant, other things. Maybe we ought to have a dating service. I was kibitzing with you before we went on the air about how most people, well, not most people, but many people who want to know what the dating cycle is would go to a good astrologer. So I'm sure that's something that you tackle with some of the people who are your clients.
That's true.
All right. So the Old Farmer's Almanac and the best days to plant. How does that get figured, and do you want to give us the insight, depending on where we are in the country, and this program is heard all over the country, so it obviously varies, does it not?
The timing would vary, but what I do for the almanac, I really try to pick the day. It's based on where the moon is, and
right.
The moon changes signs every 2.5 days. So, you know, you want to, the very best time to plant is when the moon is in a water sign. The next best time to plant is when the moon is an earth sign. And you want to plant above ground crops between the new moon and the full moon because the moon is waxing.
Yeah.
And you want to plant below ground crops, this is ideally, between the full moon and the new moon because the moon is waning.
All right.
So that's what I use as my criteria when I pick the best days to plant.
All right. So then how would we apply that? Let's say the planting season 2015 is upon us. I've read a lot of things that suggest that things are going well in the Midwest as far as getting things in the ground. On the East Coast where I am, the land was very wet, and now it's becoming actually dry with
right.
all the snow and that sort of thing. So planting is, when it used to be sort of helter-skelter, you do it in between raindrops, and now if it's dry for a little while, you can plant at the optimum times. So what might those be? Let's just take a couple. You're in Nashua, New Hampshire, just as an
actually,
example.
I'm in Elsted, New Hampshire.
Elsted.
I was born in Nashua, though. I grew
okay.
up there.
All right, Elsted. I don't know where that is. Where's Elsted, New Hampshire?
It's north of Keene.
Oh, okay. All right, so you're on the west side, up off of Route 9 somewhere.
Yeah, on the west side. It's very close to Vermont. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great area.
It is a nice area. Very country.
Yeah, it's a great farm area. So, yeah. All right, so let's take us through how we would know by looking at the moon. Now, you said water signs, and the water signs are Scorpio is the first one, isn't Pisces is a water sign? No, water sign.
Cancer is another water
sign. And Cancer is a water sign. All right. So in terms of planting, you'd be not wanting to, certainly, Scorpios, that's November. You're not going to plant much in November.
No, it's the moon. The moon goes through the whole zodiac every 28 days.
That's right, 28 days, right, okay. All right, so explain how that works then, Celeste, will you? Just for fun.
So you want, ideally, these are the best days to plant. I'm a farmer, too, and I like you, plant when the rain drops, when I'm home and it's not raining.
Right.
But if you have the opportunity, the best days to plant root crops in May this year are the 12th and the 13th, and the next best are the 16th and the 17th. And the best days to plant the above-ground crops in May this year are the 20th, the 21st, the 30th, the 31st, and the next best is the 25th and the 26th.
All right, so that would be corn and tomatoes and things like that,
yep.
Squash, cucumbers, any of those things. So the other stuff would be carrots, radishes, potatoes, that sort of thing, the things that are underground.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Now.
And we can go into June if you want.
Yeah, just for the fun of it. Sure, go ahead, because June is, many times I've planted corn right up until August, I'm sorry, up until July 4th.
Okay. So the below ground crops in June, the very best days are the 8th and the 9th. And the next best days are the 12th after 10:16 Eastern time, so people in other time zones would have to figure that out, or the 13th. And then above ground crops, the very best days are the 17th and the 18th. And after 1:57 p.m. on the 26th, the 27th, and the 28th, and that's Eastern time again, and the next best is the 22nd and the 23rd.
Mm-hmm. Do you get feedback from people saying, wow, that was amazing, and it really worked?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes I do, yes.
I would think that people would want, I mean, that's one of the big, well, originally it was one of the big reasons people bought the Farmer's Almanac. I don't know if it still is or not. A lot of people who have hobby gardens, a lot of hobby farmers want to know, because frankly, there are a lot of new people that are getting into it, and under that circumstance, they need all of the advice they can get.
Absolutely, and that's why I wrote Celeste Garden Delights, because it's a how-to guide, not only on gardening, but canning, freezing, drying, how to build a root cellar, how to put stuff in the root cellar. Backyard chickens are in there.
Really? All right, hold on a second. We'll pause, and then let's focus on the book Celeste Garden Delights, the guide on how to do many things on the family farm. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Celeste Longacre, who's an astrologer and a farmer. What a great combination.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
In homes across the country, doorknobs are a standard 3 feet from the floor. But a friend of mine was told she had to replace the doorknobs on her whole house with ones 4 feet from the ground because she had an indoor swimming pool and a toddler might enter her house and drown. Since the pool, which could not be seen from the street, was called an attractive nuisance, she would be liable if such a thing happened. This is sheer nonsense. If we look through the lens of liberty, it's obvious that if a child is wandering alone on someone else's property, it's the responsibility of the parents, not the homeowner. Americans believe in limited government because we believe in self-government. That requires personal responsibility for yourself and your family, not government rules on other people's doorknobs.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Strike two, bases loaded.
Watching the game again. I thought you were booking our vacation hotel.
Done.
What?
We're staying in America's Best Value Inn, and I scored a triple play when I joined their free value club.
Really?
You get 15% off, a room upgrade, and late checkout when available, plus free Wi-Fi and continental breakfast at most of their 1,000 hotels.
Wow, that really is a slam dunk.
Home run, honey. I think you mean home run.
Score big this summer at America's Best Value Inn at abvi.com.
Who says you have to wait until summer to tackle those projects to spruce up your home? Spring is the perfect time to take advantage of the better weather and get your home ready for a season full of fun. George Oliphant, home improvement expert and Emmy Award-winning host of LXTV's George to the Rescue, says it's time to get your outdoor living space in tip-top shape.
As the home decor superstore, At Home has more than 10,000 combinations for your patio and outdoor living areas.
and more than 65 patio cushions to suit your style. You can find an endless variety of products for every room in your home, all at everyday low prices.
Heading inside the home, George says the bathroom is a great place to start. He says changing fixtures like the shower head is an easy and affordable way to spruce things up.
Mullen's new Attract Hand Shower with Magnetics features an innovative, powerful magnetic dock that allows for easy release and docking of the shower head. Consumers can easily switch between 6 high-performance spray options, ranging from massage to full-rinse sprays.
Learn more at videopump.tv.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Continuing on now, our conversation in this week's program, in part, Celeste Longacre joining us on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. How does astrology help the family farmer? Well, she went through a number of things, so there'll be a podcast of this program. You can go to DougSteffen.com or to the station you're listening to and get the rewind if you didn't hear her choosing the dates that would be good for planting various types, I was going to say species of foods, but phyla is probably more important to people saying, huh? What's he talking about? Not important. The important thing is to help you, if you're a family farmer, even if you are a hobby farmer and you got an acre that you have a garden in. I have about an acre. I put a garden in and I use about an acre's worth of land, and I love to watch things grow. That's the thing that turns me on, whether it's the cattle growing. I never get tired. On the farm for 60 years, never get tired of watching the animals be born, help them being born, planting the garden, watching stuff grow, planting the corn out in the field and watching it come out of the ground and watching and watching. It's just the neatest thing. And you learn so much about yourself, about how the universe works. I'm not trying to be overly dramatic here, but think about it for a second. Think about all the things that we are around every day, every week of the year. It's all about growth. It's all about life. Calf is born. You watch her or him grow. You plant a seed in the ground and it grows. And you think to yourself, how does this happen? How is there soil? What is soil? How does the air work? How does the water work? Why do things? I mean, you can go bananas. I was talking on my other radio program this week, Celeste, about how one of the new telescopes, I don't think it was Hubble, but it was one of them, has discovered a new galaxy 13 billion light years away. And when you consider that a light year is 186,000, what is the speed of light? 186,000 miles a second, I think, isn't it? Something like that. And you multiply that times 60 seconds in a minute, 60 minutes in an hour, 24 hours in a day, 365 days in a year, you can get a headache. And then multiply that times 13 billion, and we can actually, the world is a very complex, intricate thing. And yet we have these simple little things called seeds. We put them in the ground and they grow. They multiply. The cells are every second once you put them in the ground are growing. It's just so, it's wonderful. And so I'm sure you didn't get into that detail when you wrote Celeste Garden Delights, but you do have a nice how-to guide here. In terms of not only growing the stuff, but what you do after it's to be harvested, right?
Right, right. It's really a guide on how to be more self-sufficient and more sustainable, mm-hmm. because we need to be more sustainable in our lives, you know. I think we do a lot of to-ing and fro-ing.
Yes.
When you're planting seeds and you're watching cows be born, that is so healthy. That is so unbelievably healthy, and it's so good for us. It's something that human beings have been doing for, you know, millennia.
Yep.
We've just that's something we've been doing for so long, and that's what our bodies want and what our bodies need and what we crave as individuals. And so even if you live in an apartment and you have a little patio or a little balcony that's in the sun, you can grow some tomatoes in pots. I'll tell you how to do it in Celeste Garden Delights. You know, you can, if you have a little plot of grass you want to turn into a garden, I have the no-till method that you can turn it right into a little patch of beautiful garden.
Mm-hmm.
So we all need to do our part, and I think that the book will help people to figure out how.
You know, yesterday, I'm thinking about this, I was in a farm up on the New Hampshire-Massachusetts border, and a fellow was showing me around, telling me the story of how he's done his farm, and he brought me down into the coal room in the cellar. Now, this is a big old farmhouse that has block. It's basically stone. The cellar is stone. And it used to have dirt floor. Now it has a cement floor. But it holds, it doesn't have moisture. You turn the humidifier on. And it holds the cold or the coolness so that you could put potatoes. We always used to, as a kid, growing potatoes. And now, if you want to grow enough of them and you want to keep them through the season, you put them in a cold room. You don't freeze them because that ruins them. But you keep them at about 35, 38 degrees. Pretty much the same as you keep milk. And they will last. But I had forgotten how long it had been. I don't have in my house a cold cellar. But I don't know whether you deal with that in the book or not, how to store things. So tell us a little more about that.
Well, root cellars, you know, like you said, every house used to have a root cellar because that was the way that the settlers made it through the winter.
Yeah.
And so I have detailed in the book how to build a root cellar as well as how to put things in the root cellar because they have to be, you know, handled a special way. Potatoes are really the easiest thing to put in the root cellar
because
you can just put them in a milk crate.
Yeah.
And as long as you don't try to put too many in the milk crate so the weight of the ones on the top mushes the ones on the bottom.
Right, they'll rot them.
And right.
Nothing worse than a rotten potato. Ugh. Oh, my God, are they awful. Yeah,
true,
right.
True.
Yeah.
But if you do it right, you can have potatoes. You know, usually the potatoes will last through April. Potatoes kind of are genetically trained to know that they're supposed to be planted in April or May, so they start to sprout in April or May.
Yeah.
But I've had beets and carrots last from the time I harvested them in September through the following July.
See, that's the thing. Knowing how to make all this stuff work. And it isn't a lost art, although Celeste in her book, Garden Delights, does bring it back around to sort of there's a modern flair to it. But the same principles basically apply. And if you've heard stories of this, but you didn't grow up on a farm, here's a great way to get that information. One of the things that I grew up around, was frying donuts, making donuts and having them fried. It was an amazing smell. And having everything that came out of the garden, all like blanched, and then that went into freezing, or you preserve it in some way, shape, or form. You explain all that too in the book, don't you?
All of that, yep.
All right, we have like a minute left. What effect does Mercury going into retrograde have on anything that the farmer is doing? Mercury goes into retrograde later on this month and stays there for about 3 weeks. So what does that do to the farm, if anything?
Well, you know, I think people make a little bit too much of Mercury in retrograde sometimes. They get afraid of it. But it's a great time to do anything, review, rework. The intuition gets really advanced during that time. It's just not a time to maybe make the most important decision of your life.
Right.
But, you know, we still have to go on even though Mercury's in retrograde. And, you know, we just keep on keeping on.
Keep on working. Celeste Longacre. Her website is CelesteLongacre.com. Look there for information on the book Celeste Garden Delights, a great way for you to understand how to grow and take care of the things, the fresh produce that you love to have. Go buy it and do the same things with it. Celeste Garden Delights at CelesteLongacre.com. Thanks, Celeste, for being here. I'm Doug Steffen on the weekly American Family Farmer. Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here. Welcome back to our conversations about what goes on our American Family Farms, on hobby farms, what's going on in the world of agriculture, families that are running agricultural businesses, all the subject matter of how we deal with the problems and find solutions for anything and everything that goes on the farm, whether you're in the dairy business, whether you're in the beef business, whether you're in the pork business, whether you're in the produce business, whatever it is, it's a focus of our attention. And if you've got ideas for programs that you want me to research and then go on the air with, certainly send me an email. It's Doug, D-O-U-G, at DougStephan, S-T-E-P-H-A-N, .com. Joining us now is Celeste Longacre, who is an astrologer. She's also a farmer. She has a new book called Celeste Garden Delights, which you can check out at her website, CelesteLongacre.com. She's from Nashua, New Hampshire, does a radio program up there, has been around the country speaking for a long time. You have been the astrologer for the Farmer's Almanac as well, is that right?
Yes, I've done that for about 20 years.
Yeah, how does that work? How do you have listed in the magazine, matter of fact, I had a Farmer's Almanac handy by, I should be reaching for it, the best days to plant.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, on the air every weekend on a lot of great radio stations around the country. You can get the playback at DougSteffen.com, aimed at helping family farms and family farmers, hobby farms and hobby farmers, and people who have small family ag businesses coming up against whatever it is. There are issues galore. It's time for this thing to work. The idea of me being a farmer and wanting to talk about these issues for years has come to fruition now. I have my own bully pulpit, and so I use that to try to help people understand what's going on, whether it's politically, whether it's scientifically, whether it's marketing, whatever it is that can help you. Please send your suggestions, if you have them, for our discussions to Doug at DougSteffen.com. From the Did You Know and Do You Care department, wondering whether you know what you're up against, whether you're a dairy person who is reseeding a hayfield or planting corn, or whether you're a produce person who is putting lettuce, tomatoes, cucumbers, all the eggplant, whatever it is that you're planting. Do you know what you're up against when it comes to weeds? I was absolutely flabbergasted to learn the following about various weeds. For example, most of us, not necessarily at this time of the year, but later in the year, are confronted by these giant ragweed plant. My God, where do they come from? Well, in the average field, the average ragweed plant has 10,300 seeds in it. 1% of the seeds survive. The wind blows them around in the fall, so they multiply. And if you don't plow them under, if you get at the field, if it's a hay field, like I'm this year, I'm going to really go to town on the fields that have ragweed in them and mow them early enough in June so that the ragweed won't have started. And then you mow them again, and that may, if they're not seeding, then they will go away. You got to, the roots do not survive after 2 years. So if you can cut early enough to keep them from growing and then cut again before they grow, and you do it 2 or 3 years in a row, you got a good chance of getting rid of or working around the ragweed. But imagine 10,300 seeds per plant. Woo! Okay, let's see here. What else do we have that's a problem? Water hemp. How many of you have water hemp? 350,000 seeds per plant. And 50% of the seeds survive over a 2, 3, or 4 year period. So it's, again, something that if, even if you plow it in and you, and the plants survived the previous year, the seeds are going to be in the ground. You got to get at the fields that have this in it and cut them before these plants mature. Same is true with lamb's quarters. 72,500 seeds per plant. Again, and in this circumstance, these seeds survive for 12 years. You gotta mow before, and this is again, whether you're a crop person and you're going to use the land next year for whatever crop it is, you're going to have these weeds in there unless you cut the hay or cut the grass before the plants mature. But imagine one plant, the water hemp, 350,000 seeds per plant. Wait till you hear this. Palmer amaranth. A-M-A-R-A-N-T-H, one of the most nefarious of all of the weeds, 600,000 seeds for every plant of amaranth that you see. Not as common as ragweed, not as common as lamb's quarters, but still, you'd think there'd be more of it around because the seeds survive, a couple of, about 2 to 3% of the seeds survive for 6 to 8 years. So once they have gotten into the soil, if they are there, they will grow. And then the next year, more of the seeds. And they just continue. I've had fields that maybe had 4 or 5 ragweed plants in them, and I didn't get at them early enough. Next year, they had 200 ragweed plants in them. The next year, if I didn't get at it early enough, they'd have 1,000. They just, and that's, these are all the same. So my advice is to mow the fields early, and that way you can help get rid of, again, as I say, even if you plow after the seeds have come, and that wouldn't be until later in the season, but the seeds are still there if you haven't cut it. The seeds aren't, they won't fall off the plant if they're cut before they mature. So that's how you get rid of these things. But my God, imagine what you're up against if you really think about it. These stats are something I never knew, even though I've been fighting this stuff all my life. Pretty amazing stuff. And that's why I gave you the information, because I wanted to help you out. I've been through this, and many of you may have too. So pass along your suggestions and ideas, if you'd like, to me, Doug, at DougStephan.com for conversation here on the weekly American Family Farmer radio program. I'm Doug Stephan.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5300.
405.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.